Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Two Sticks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to another wonderful TwoSticks.com podcast, the official podcast of TwoSticks.com, Trapped Inside the Asian Mind. Yeah, it's been a while since we last all came together and had a little conversation. But believe you me, none of us have been lucky, Pierre, during this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm scared to look it up.
Yeah.
What was that, lucky Pierre?
Lucky Pierre.
Sounds French. French must equal dirty.
It's quasi-French. French-ish. Mm. As everyone pauses to look up the horrible...
Dude.
So Key, rated on the scale of disturbing... One being not very disturbing and 10 very disturbing.
I don't know. I guess I could explain, kind of describe what it is without being too graphic. Imagine,
all right, go ahead.
Imagine being the meat of a sandwich of a three man.
Okay. Oh, that's being lucky.
I mean, if you're gay, yeah.
I guess depending on your sexual orientation, yeah.
Yeah. And it also depends if, you know, you're a part of a gay relationship where you, you know, prefer that sort of thing. I mean, I recently found out that, like, a lot of gay couples don't even have anal sex, like gay men, you know? It's just like oral sex.
Hmm.
I didn't know.
Well, thank you for telling us.
So, on GayCast today... anyway, as we made that little exploration into the intricacies and new revelations that we've all learned about homosexual sex, I am, as always, one of your hosts, Michael Cho, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Ki Han and Mr. Gary Chan.
Yo.
So, what has everybody been up to? Let's start off with Mr. Ki Han.
I had a class reunion recently. Met up with some old friends that I haven't seen in a long time. And it's just amazing how much alcohol you consume when you haven't seen somebody in a long time. And
nice.
Yeah,
gangsta.
It was very, very heavily drunk weekend.
So was a shower girl there? Or did she go to a different school?
Who?
Shower girl.
Who's a shower girl?
From your story about the time you're at home and your parents, like,
I don't know.
Are you going to sleep?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
That's okay, Keith. We'll be
yeah. It's basically
better than a tub girl, I suppose.
So who was, like, the most, like, the person that, like, surprised or shocked you the most? Like, they turned out totally, like... different than how you do them in high school.
I don't know. It just seems like large population of the girls who were the shit in high school turned out mostly bad.
Like bad looking or bad acting?
Just bad, heavy.
I think it's bad all the
time. Yeah, they're all very, very heavy set. Some people that I didn't even really talk to were extremely nice to me. So I don't know what it says about them.
They're nice to you because you're not fat.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you end up graduating from high school with anybody famous?
No one famous. Probably the only person that's even remotely famous is my best friend Pat. He's a cop up in Seattle, and he was on a couple episodes of Cops, like 4 or 5 episodes.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Bat Boys.
Do they still film that show anymore?
I'm not sure. I think they do. I mean, like, if you turn to one of these, like, Spike or what's the other one? What's the other channel that kind of shows, like, weird off-the-wall plus stuff? FX or something. They might show it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that all you did over the weekend?
Yep. Just drinking Friday night, and then Saturday night was a reunion. I had a lot of fun. And then on the seventh day, he rested. Kind of.
Nice.
How about you?
Well, this weekend was the most god-awful weekend in the year for Chicago. It's Patrick's Day weekend.
Hey, man. Those Irish folk, you know, got to celebrate.
No, it's not. I refuse to believe that actual Irish people want anything to do with this holiday.
But that's the point. Because in America, everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
No. I had a drunk woman tell me that. And no, not going to be Irish today or tomorrow or the day after. Just not going to happen. No, it was just basically drunk douchebags from the suburbs came into the city so they could act like drunk douchebags.
And then you got to continue your story.
There were some fights. There were quite a number of fights, some of which I witnessed and some of which, unfortunately, I participated in. But to my defense, I did not fight until I got spit on.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty fightable.
And that's when somebody had to take a punch. But yeah, I mean, it was okay. Me and some buddies, we went out to go watch the Pacquiao Clotty fight, and then that's kind of, I mean, fight night mixed with a bunch of drunken people from all over the place. Yeah, it's not a good scene. I mean, the thing was bad enough that the south side of Chicago, where the Irish, you know, neighborhoods are, their St. Patrick's Day celebration was canceled. Like, they're not allowed to have a parade anymore because literally people would come in just like, and it was mostly young people, would come in just incredibly drunk and would just stay drunk. And it, you know, it just really kind of ruined it for everybody. And so I really do feel bad for a lot of people because the holiday that they do get to celebrate their heritage, you know, is usurped by like some drunk cast kid from the suburb that's saying, like, oh, you know, my mom is half Irish. So that gives me right to, you know, act like a jackass.
Yeah, I mean, people who can't handle their alcohol shouldn't be like drinking, man.
It's they don't even know their own history. I mean, like, I was at a bar, at the sports bar I was at, and this guy that was next to me when I went up to the bar was buying shots of Bushmills whiskey for his friends. And I looked at him and I said, you know, that's not the right whiskey for St. Patrick's Day, right? And he just kind of looks, it's Irish. I'm like, okay, yeah, but that's a Protestant whiskey. So I don't know. I mean, Irish Catholics don't drink Bushmills.
Yeah.
They drink Jameson. So.
Word. Yeah. But everyone drinks Guinness.
Yeah, there wasn't so much Guinness. It was literally like whiskey or Mickey's shorties.
Mickey's.
And then Miller Lite or Bud Light is one of the horrible beers. Actually had a pretty interesting ad campaign where it was the day was for the Chirish. So a combination of Chicago and Irish. So they actually had a pretty cool like coat of arms with the Chicago flag and the Irish flag. I actually thought that was pretty clever.
I thought when you said Chirish, I was thinking Chinese and Irish.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, there were not like a bevy of hot mixed Asian girls running around. There were a lot of Filipinos out on Saturday night, though.
Aren't they out every Saturday night?
I think the fights. And they all went from like the sports bar to the karaoke bar.
Nice.
But yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with karaoke.
But yeah, I mean, the Pacquiao fight. Did any of you guys? Did you guys watch the fight?
I watched the fight, and I actually watched it with in a household of a crap load of screaming Filipino folk. So I got the full on experience.
It was like it's like Filipino Jesus for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much like you know, there's all these people, you know, from all different walks of life. Because this is like you know, like most I'd say Asian families, especially Filipino families, like a really big family. And there's everyone, you know, from businessmen to, like, you know, people that just, you know, work at a local restaurant or whatnot. But, like, everybody who knew anybody from this family was, like, crammed into this little house to, like, watch it on pay-per-view. It was good, though. I mean, you know, it's almost like one of those, like, cultural events. I'm trying to think of, like, something equivalent for another ethnic group. Maybe watching Kim Yuna skate for Koreans.
I have no idea. I didn't watch that.
I watched it. It was awesome.
But yeah, it was a good fight in that I think that I think Pacquiao is, people just think like, oh, he's a fast guy who knocks out people, but faced with an opponent who didn't want to get knocked out, I think it was kind of a test of how well-rounded of a boxer he is, and he just freaking pummeled that guy. You know, I never seen so many body shots in my life.
You know what though? I think it kind of shows that Pacquiao shouldn't go any higher in weight.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, just because like Claudio was not an offensive fighter, his defense was on, and he lasted 12 rounds with Pacquiao. And when he did hit Pacquiao, he got him pretty good. I'm curious to see what a more offensive fighter, you know, would have fared against Pacquiao in that same weight class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, Pacquiao threw.
He almost threw 1,300 punches, man. That's like insane. I couldn't even throw 1,300 punches if they just gave me a punching bag and said, "Here, go to work."
I know. I mean, he spent all of it trying to get past Claudio's defense. So I mean,
well, he landed a couple. I mean, and then they did the. I thought it was cool. I don't know how they even tally this, but they had like a, this is so like a video game, but like a hit like a chart, like at the end of the match where they had like, you know, a silhouette of the dude.
Yeah.
Showed like, you know, head, a chin, and then like, you know, body shots. And man, he landed a ton of shots on both like the guys left and right side. It's like 60 punches each side.
Wow. Claudio has abs of steel.
Gotta suck. Yeah. It's gonna be pooping blood in the next day.
I don't know. Like, how much money did he get for the fight? I'll poop blood for like a month.
So was
what's interesting is like you were saying, it was good in that, like, you know, if you wanted your money's worth, like you wanted to see 12 rounds of Pacquiao just punch the crap out of a guy, even though he's not landing like, you know, full on heavy shots.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was good. It's not good if you wanted to see a quick knockout.
I see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty much my weekend. I had clients come into town, then the fights, and then that was pretty much it, man. I drank way too many Caipirinhas over the weekend. Way too many Caipirinhas.
How about you, Garrett? So you sound a little sick.
Yeah, my allergies are on the, you know how it is, going crazy again, getting a little congested. I'm contemplating. My friends have been recommended. I don't know if you guys are the neti pot thing.
What the hell is that?
You know, like the little gravy cup. The thing
it looks like a gravy cup or a teapot.
Oh, the cupping like thing?
Yeah, the warm salt water, and then you run it through one nostril and let it drip out the other. So I have some friends who've been recommending that, but
you know what works really well for me? Acupuncture.
What works really well for me that doesn't involve snorting salt water or getting poked with a needle? Fucking Claritin.
You know, I try most antihistamines and they don't have like a strong effect. Like maybe they might stop a couple of the symptoms.
You know, you can't just get regular Claritin. You have to get the other one, the Claritin. I want to say HD, but I know it's
Claritin. Claritin XP. Claritin Gangsta. Claritin Gangsta Edition.
It's like Claritin Extra or something, or Claritin Plus. But when you need a prescription for, or when you have to get it over the, you know, beyond the counter,
Oh, like with my Adderall.
Yeah. But yeah,
so
Clarton works too.
Okay. What else have you been up to, Garrett?
Let's see, besides, I got into the StarCraft 2 beta. That's pretty nerd-tastic. Been playing the crap out of StarCraft. I think I played almost, 60, 70 games, and I've only been in the beta for about a week. So as I come out, about 10 games a day. That's pretty nerdy.
I've heard that you've been running impregnating people.
Oh, yeah.
Person.
Thankfully, just my wife. So if you guys don't already know, I'm expecting a kid.
So when is she due? August?
Yeah, in August.
So do you already know?
Getting into my gameplay now. I don't know yet. I think next ultrasound we're supposed to find out.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you want to know?
I do want to know. Even though I want to know, though, I think I'm pretty indifferent. I think I'd be happy with a girl or a boy. Because I have friends who have both. Though I think my wife, I'm pretty sure she wants a girl.
Yeah.
She's scared it's going to be a boy. That's why.
I think most guys want a boy, and most women wants a girl, because they want to dress them up and stuff, and have a little daughter that, you know, like learns everything from them.
It's really
but
fucked
you know
up.
What
my mom told me that she wanted a girl.
That's what my mom.
She wanted you to be a girl.
What?
That's what my mom told me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm your only kid. What the hell?
Oh, really? I'm glad you didn't turn out to be a girl. You would have been one ugly ass girl.
Yeah, real deep voice for a girl, and balls.
Yeah.
But I bet you'd have a great personality. And you've been to fights.
Yeah,
because there's nothing more appealing than an ugly girl that likes to fight.
Has a personality.
Oh my god, I'd be a lesbian.
Yeah, my mom parents told
you
me
could be
that,
a weak.
Because I have two older brothers, and I guess my dad and my mom finally wanted a girl, so they were hoping that I was gonna be a girl. And my mom was positive I was gonna be a girl because like night before she went into labor, she had this dream where in her dream she saw this three giant bouquet of flowers and
uh-huh.
and one of them was like this extra large and it was pink and really pretty and stuff and she picked it up. So she's like, oh, this is a sign, you know? And then I came out.
Uh-huh.
So they were a little disappointed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think most Asian families, for some reason, if have like, you know, all kids of one sibling, they always just think, just try one more time and we'll get that other one.
Yeah.
But never seems to work out.
I think they usually only end up trying until they have a boy.
Yeah.
Not always. I think most Americanized families, they'll want a girl if they have all boys. It was like that for some of my friends, at least.
Huh.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're better off having a girl nowadays because there's even a saying, you know, if you have a son and he gets married, then you lose a son. But if you have a daughter and she gets married, you gain a son-in-law.
What? That's true.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it does. Because guys will eventually follow the lead of a girl, and usually girls are the one that calls their mom and, you know, they talk once a week and do all sorts of stuff. Guys like, you know, guys are more about more action orientated and less like heart to heart talk. You know,
if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her husband hanging around me. I wouldn't want him around.
You say that now.
Depends on the guy.
Is he going to shovel my driveway for me? Is that the deal?
Probably.
I can make him do that?
Yep.
Fix your car?
Yep.
Or computer?
Yep. Take you...
I don't know.
Take you out and go watch Pacquiao fights and, you know.
Yeah, but it's also probably like the same dude that's trying to fuck my little girl up the butt.
So...
If you got to think about it like that, then yes, there's no reconciling your uncomfortable feelings with that.
Dude, yeah. Not everybody does the same shit that you do in the bedroom.
I think everyone does like worse stuff than I do in the bedroom.
I have no idea. I don't want to go there.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
I've been playing a lot of video games. Holy nice. Crap, have I been playing a lot of video games. It's like I've got games stuck up to play. Like, I've been playing Heavy Rain a lot.
How's that?
Graphics would be awesome.
It's really good. I really like it. I like how, like, a lot of your decisions affect how the story goes. It makes it replayable. It makes the story very captivating. I have Final Fantasy and Battlefield Bad Company 2, which I haven't really played yet.
I haven't bought Final Fantasy yet. I'm scared to get sucked in. So yeah. I'm concentrating on StarCraft right now, which is something, even though I play a lot of games, I still feel like I could pick it up and put it down pretty easily because it's just a multiplayer beta.
Yeah, so I'm not playing Modern Warfare 2 anymore. I'm actually probably not going to buy any more Activision games anymore.
Well, that's not good.
What, because of the controversy?
You know, I just think that they're just a really crappy company. I don't like the way that... Yeah, I mean, the last thing kind of showed me like how their business practices are. And, you know, like, if there's one thing I can do with my money, I will do that. I mean, I just won't buy any Activision games anymore. But the thing is, like, I don't really have that many anyway. I mean, since I don't play Modern Warfare anymore, like, I don't play any of the Guitar Hero games. I don't play World of Warcraft. And that's pretty much it for Activision.
Yep, those are their money makers.
Actually, I had a talk about Activision today with my coworkers. As you all know, uh-huh. I work for a gaming company, and they talked about how people are underpaid, and you know, people that work there like it's like a sweatshop, Activision, compared to working uh-huh. for some other gaming companies. You know, so like nobody wants to work for Activision.
There was a big controversy uh-huh. where EA was that, and then recently. Was it Rockstar San Diego? People were claiming poor working conditions there. Hmm. I mean, uh-huh.
they've just been, I don't know. I think they're jabbing people. Did you see the news too that so they're releasing more downloadable content for Modern Warfare 2?
It's $15 freaking dollars.
Yeah, which is pretty freaking outrageous considering most like other first-person shooter games where they've released map packs, they usually are in the neighborhood of like $5 to $7.
Yeah,
maybe $10 if it's Halo.
But know that's the future of gaming. I mean, these traditional console game developers, they realize they can't survive just you know having a just one price for a game and then not make anything unless they come out with another title. They're learning from these social gaming companies that are doing these microtransactions and just keep making money off of the same customers with the you know
yeah.
the same game.
I have no problem with content because I think that's actually a good idea because it extends the life of a lot of games.
Sure.
But I mean they're charging $15 for 5 maps, and of those 5 maps, some of those are from the previous Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I know.
So see, I mean $3 a map, and they're not even 5 brand new maps. They're selling old maps to people.
Yeah, I mean,
they must be trying to piss off gamers because you know, gamers are. Most gamers, I think, in my mind, are pretty freaking like cheapskates. They're only going to fork up money if they feel it's worth it, unless you're appealing to you know the diehard fanboy who buys anything right.
That's Call why you should listen to my friend Peter Nguyen and buy Battlefield Bad Company 2.
You know, I'm really interested in getting it. So, Mike, you got to play it and tell me if it's worth it. Because I don't know anybody else has
it. I was in the beta, and I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Because the only Battlefield game that I played a lot and I really liked a lot was 2142. I mean, I played a little bit of Battlefield 2, but not so much as 2042. And for me, 2142 was pretty much driving around in a giant robot and stepping on people.
Oh, it's kind of the same thing as jumping out of helicopters and kind of doing this stuff. No, I mean, like I said, Battlefield Bad Company 2. I was in the beta for it, the private beta, and I thought the multiplayer was excellent.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, nice. I give it my seal of approval. My buddy Petey, he gives it his seal of approval.
Game that I think you all should play is, well, if you have Wii, that is, Tatsunoko versus Capcom. That game is so good, man.
I would not play that unless I had its stick.
Really? Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, that game is so fun. I mean, just.
Well, it's kind of like the first real good fighting game for the Wii, too, huh? I can't think of any other
Smash
Wii.
Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Smash. But that would classify Smash Bros. As a traditional fighting game.
See, I like Tatsunoko versus Capcom. It's just that because of it, from my understanding, that like if you use the Wiimote, it's pretty easy to pull off special moves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They simplify the controls so much.
Yeah, it makes it more like Marvel versus Capcom 2.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, you know, it's up to each player. I mean, if they really like the traditional controls, then they just have to fork out the Mad Cat's stick with the 6 buttons. But if they just want to just pick up a controller and just play and beat somebody's ass, then they just play the Wiimote.
You know, my friend Petey was saying that a really good fighting game is EA's new MMA game.
Oh, yeah. I saw that at GDC.
Yeah.
It looked pretty fun.
So I don't actually know if I'm going to get that, though.
Huh. Why?
It looks good. It looks good, but I just don't like any of the Strike Force fighters or the fighters that they have lined up.
Like who?
From the EA game?
Yeah, it's like Machida in there?
No, Machida is a UFC fighter.
Oh, okay.
So their fighters are like Fedor, Nick Diaz, Dan Henderson, and who actually like, I like Dan Henderson, Tyrone Woodley, Bobby Lashley, Joe Riggs, Tim Kennedy, Kung Lei, Hideko Yoshida,
hey, you know
Gilbert
what,
Melendez.
You know what I don't like? What I kind of miss about the old, like, original Ultimate Fighting Championship versus current, like, more matured UFC and Strikeforce and MMAs is that
what?
Back in the days when it first came out, like, people that came out to fight, they're like video game characters. You know, they had no weight class. There are people that are like 400 pounds, you know?
Oh.
And then they are fighting like other people that are 180 pounds. And it was like so funny to watch. And, like, if you watch the Ultimate, one of the first 2, 3, 4 Ultimate Fighting Championship, they had like no weight class. So people would just come show up, you know, wearing whatever outfit.
Those were more interesting because it was kind of the Wild West and the sport wasn't established.
Yeah.
You get like some guy who would get owned in like 10 seconds, like just knocked just completely knocked out.
And they weren't like all
I remember watching.
And they weren't like well rounded in all sports, but they were just specializing just one type. So you would have like
grappling or striking.
Yeah, you have like a sumo wrestler versus like a
you know, I don't
kickboxer.
Even think they had the rules standardized either. I think the only rules they had at the time was like no
eye gouging,
no eye gouging
and no fish hooking. No, they still had crotch shots because that's how.
I remember that guy who died, right?
With the elbow?
The guy that was a random task in. Austin Powers, he was submitted by groin punches.
Yeah, he got like punched in the nut like 20 times straight.
Yeah.
20 times in a row. That was crazy.
It was Keith Hackney, who's actually from the Chicago area.
It was just insane and hella painful watching that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I like UFC more. They've got more of my favorite fighters. They do have Korean fighters. Hmm. They actually signed a bunch of Korean fighters actually recently.
Korean!
Korea.
I'm surprised there aren't more Korean fighters. I don't know, something in my head just makes
you
me
know.
Shake.
I actually watched Korean MMA.
It's not good.
It's good. It's just like it's a growing sport, you know. It's like there's not exactly that tradition, you know. If you did martial arts in Korea, I mean, you did taekwondo,
aikido.
Well, I mean, competitively, you did like taekwondo or judo or kendo, and I'm not using the Korean names for them because, come on,
kumdo.
Yeah, kumdo and judo. But yeah, I mean, those were the big things you like. Participated in. I mean, there's not really like a big Greco-Roman or freestyle wrestling kind of tradition there. You know, there is some boxing, but I mean, not as much.
Mm.
So, no, UFC actually signed a couple Korean fighters. They've got my favorite fighter, Yoshiro Akiyama.
Who?
Yoshiro Akiyama, aka Sexyama.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I saw him on some Korean variety show.
Yeah,
he's competing in Japan, right?
No, he fights for the UFC now.
Oh, sweet.
He used to compete in Japan, but now he fights for the UFC. They signed Donghyun Kim, and they just signed this other dude, this other Korean guy. That was actually he's a pretty good fighter.
Who's that? Who's that one guy with the nickname? I think it's Stun Gun or something, or
Stun Gun.
Yes, I think.
I don't know.
I saw him like a few years ago. Oh well.
But yeah, UFC just signed actually. Who did they sign? They signed Donghyun Kim. I'm trying to figure who else they signed. But they signed three fighters total. But it's a pretty big deal, and I'm glad that's happening. How the hell did we get over here?
I have no idea.
talking about video games.
So, yeah.
So would that be your love this week then?
Video games?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good year for video games.
It's going to be such a good year for video games.
New Street Fighter's coming out too soon.
I know. I've got that on reserve. I've got so many freaking games on reserve. I mean, God of War 3 comes out, Splinter Cell Conviction, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, at GDC, at the exhibit booth, the two biggest crowd gathering was around StarCraft 3 or 2. I mean, StarCraft 2 and Street Fighter. All these kids, gather around playing.
Yep.
Yeah, so they just...
StarCraft is pretty much ready to go. As I'm playing the multiplayer beta, I mean, technically everything just works. It's pretty much at this point, they're just polishing the balance, which is pretty tricky. I mean, even the original StarCraft, I mean, they patched that thing so many times. Can't even count. Say Warcraft 3, their last real-time strategy game they released.
Oh, the other guy that UFC signed is the Korean Zombie. What's his face?
Korean Zombie?
That's his nickname. That's the zombie. Korean zombie.
He's like a Korean Undertaker. He just like keeps coming
with a palm.
You can't stop him. I don't throw you into a casket.
I don't remember why he's called that, but he's got signed to the WED, which is the UFC's kind of other
here goes.
Kind of
Jung Chan Sung Jung, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So his nickname is the Korean Zombie.
Korean Zombie. that's kind of badass and ridiculous at the same time.
That is kind of
cool. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know why he's called that per se, but I've seen some of his fights, and he's a really good fighter.
He looks pretty pale.
He is the zombie.
Zombie. So, the reason he's fighting in WEC is because he's a featherweight fighter. So usually guys that like go to WEC instead of UFC. But anyway, back to video games. I love video games. You know what video game everybody should get?
What?
It's a new Well, it's not a new game. It's an old game, but it's for the iPhone. It's Transformers G Awakening. It is a strategy. Yeah, it's a strategy game with G1 Transformers.
What's a G1 Transformers?
That's a cartoon.
Oh.
G1, Generation 1. That's that's nerd speak for the original Transformers.
Ah, nice.
And the new Transformers game looks good. The Battle for Cybertron game?
Cybertron 1, yeah. That was pretty sick.
That looks good as well. I love video games.
You know what I kind of love and hate at the same time? Actually, I have an interesting story.
Bisexual girls?
Huh?
What?
Oh, I usually like watch videos like YouTube and stuff when I'm working at work. And I was watching Tonight Show with John Stewart.
And a Daily Show?
Okay.
Yeah, Daily Show. There you go. Daily Show with John Stewart. He had this bit on chat roulette.
Oh, yeah.
What?
My God. And of course, you know, after watching the bit, I was kind of curious, so I went on chat roulette.
Oh. Oh, why did you go on chat roulette? You didn't have a camera, did you?
Huh?
You didn't have a camera, did you?
Yeah, of course I do. I have a MacBook Pro.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was kind of a shocking experience.
Did you see, like, junk as the first thing that came up?
It was the third one that thing that popped up on my screen.
Popped up.
Oh. And you know, I'm at work and I wasn't expecting anything, and then I'm like,
your work coworker's key, what are you doing?
See, that's why I don't go on chat roulette, because that's the first thing I expect to see.
Well, you know, I mean, first person was this dude, right? And he was like, hey, and then I just kind of hit next. And next thing that showed up was like some, I don't know, another person, right? I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I thought that John Stewart was kind of exaggerating on his little bit. And then the third one is like this, yeah.
Hello, junk.
It was a junk. It was bad.
Gosh. That just
did the guy try to say anything to you? Or
No, I hit next right away.
Okay.
And then I closed the window.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. So don't go to chat roulette.
I think you can go to chat roulette. It's just go under with the full expectation to see junk.
Well, yeah, I mean, but unless you are
looking... Those are the kinds of things where dudes go on hoping to meet beautiful women, but nobody but dudes.
Yeah, all the beautiful girls always hang out in sites like chat roulette.
Oh, they're beautiful girls hang out in chat. You just probably got to pay for them. They ain't going to come for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just mostly junk.
Yeah.
Ace, should we take a break?
Sure, let's take a little break and then we'll come back.
All right. It's all about the Evelini. Why must everything revolve around the penny? I walk upon the streets without any. Trying to keep a steady pace. I'm on a paper chase. Nowadays, I see many count the ways of how it pays to shout a phrase on a chorus and bore us without amazing rhymes in these disgracing times. Let me state my case about the paper chase. I know it's hard trying to escape the pace of the fast lane, situated in a gold-plated Camry Lexa Benz. But what about support-related family checks for friends? The fall of hip-hop is new to me. Fucking CEOs don't see my flow as a business opportunity. How soon we forget what it means to be original. Seems to me they fiend to see residuals. I reckon smash foes getting paid for half-ass shows. Posting too concerned about collecting cash flows. You get burned out by Stacey Dash holes on your sack. Well, all I need is food on the table. Clothes on my back despite the fact dude from the label made us financially able. We still maintain hip-hop and keep it stable. It's all about the M-O-N-E. Why must everything revolve around the penny? I walk upon the streets without any. Trying to keep a steady pace. Paper chase. I'm on a paper chase. Got to know your friends and enemies, and those that just pretend to be the ones that go remember me with good old days and memories we never had together. Friends in fair weather, yeah, whatever. You used to have no time for us, and now you wanna rhyme with us. Come on, split a dime with us, and chicks and sisters. Nothing but loving on the mind to come to find that it was just tricks. They robbing leech trying to live the lives of the rich and the famous. You're making me sick because you're shameless. Plus, you're seedy like pomegranates. You're
seen it and said I'm a habit. Nowhere to be found when we was underground struggling, but now you come around all of a sudden. Checking wallets for dollars, you're bugging. I give hollers to those that knew us when we was nothing, cause that's the truest. Former support is pure, we had yours from the door, ground floor. Elevated the rhyme and finally made it. You wasn't fishy, never gonna be unappreciated. You're not about the M.O.N.E.
Why must everything revolve around the penny?
I walk upon the streets without any.
Trying to keep a steady pace. I'm on a paper tape. It's true that Lou rules the whole globe. Dining don't close, well then we're autos inlaid with gold fixtures. Still I remain a bitch to the dollar bill admitted. Insulated with the fitter caps, the fast stack of snaps, but the fact remains. Material gains can't steer me clear of pains. This lifestyle lusted for a nice while. But I'll state the grass was kinda greener in the leaner pastures. I wouldn't give up living up, but hip hop for love was much cleaner. It's a fine line trying to get some money plus represent for me. What to choose when imitation is what gets the paycheck. Rockin' dashin' fashions and stashin' cash hits, but what is this? Am I a business manager just ahead with spendage? I got 10 times the ends, but only have the real friends. Lying in plus satin, batting 1,000 with brick houses. But what counts is I don't own my soul. I'm just a slave to the chasing of the paper.
I'm on a paper tape.
Okay, hey, welcome back, and if you're just joining us, Key has unintended homosexual encounters on the internet, and for some odd reason, his throat is sore.
Speaking of unintended homosexual encounter, I actually had another thing happen to me at reunion.
What? How is this a segue that can go anywhere good?
It's probably not. But I'm just a butt of a joke right now amongst my friends because of what happened. So there's this guy we went to high school with, and I guess he came out of the closet after everyone graduated. Uh-huh. And I didn't really know this guy too well, and neither any of my friends. But I guess first thing he did when he saw one of my friend Tom was he started like following him from behind. And he wanted to...
following him from behind.
He was following him around, and he was, like, insisting that he wants to crack his back or something.
What?
Yeah, it was just really strange.
Jigga, what?
And I was, like, nowhere near. I was doing my own thing. And then my friend Tom finally, like, comes around, and he comes to me, and he's, like, and says, yeah, man, go do it to Key, and I didn't know what the hell was going on. So he comes around from behind and then like reverse bear hug me. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, just relax. Yeah,
just relax, go with it.
Yeah, and then I got tired of fighting and just like, you know, just struggling. So I'm like, whatever, man. So and then he
Tihan easily raped.
He did his thing, and then now all my friends talk about is how I got groped at a reunion by this guy. Yeah,
that I didn't go to my high school reunion, so I guess I avoided that.
Yeah,
that kind of makes me want to not go to any high school reunion. I've yet to be to one. My tenure already passed, and I was like,
How come you didn't go?
It was just, it was kind of like one of those things where they threw it together last moment. And I don't know if it was being run by like, I don't know, because we got these like things in the mail and they had like this listing for like some like really cheap, bad sounding website, like Class Reunions Forever, classreunionsomething.com. And they had the 10-year reunion as party at a community center. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not you know, snobbish about the venue. But then when I found out how much it cost and what they're catering it with, so they're catering it with food from like a grocery store. And it was like $90.
What?
A person. To go.
That's a ripoff, man.
I was like, what the hell? I was like, there's no way I'm taking me and my wife, that's $180, to a reunion at a community center to eat food catered by a grocery store.
You know how much that's mine just, cost?
Free? I don't know.
Mine was $5 per person. $5.
Yeah.
Because I went to pretty ghetto high school, so, you know, otherwise no one would have showed up.
I missed my 10-year high school reunion. Like, I got the invitation. I was like, hell no, I'm not going to this.
Why?
I don't know. I was just, like, no desire to.
Aren't you curious at all how, you know, your friends turned out?
No.
You know, thanks to Facebook.
Yeah.
And to, like, people that I know. I don't have to even be, like, directly in contact with a lot of people. But that's true. Just know people who know people. And man, you know, stuff passes through the grapevine. Like, oh yeah, she got pregnant, or oh, they're divorced, or yeah, he's gay now. Stuff like that, you know.
They're all married. I mean, and they lead, like, I mean, you know, lives. It's just not something that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. I actually ended up at the same place. It was really weird. Like, I went to Dave and Buster's to hang out with some friends, and. You know how, like, in Dave & Buster's, sometimes they have those private dining rooms and stuff like that? Like, I walked by one, and it was, like, I saw a banner that said, like, my high school's name and my graduating class. And I was like, what?
Nice.
What's going on?
You just, like, randomly went by, like, hey.
Yeah, so, like,
I went to that school.
Maybe it's a different... like Lutheran high school, and then
you just kind of ducked down and then snuck out of there, right?
Well, no, I'm just like, whatever. So I went to go hang out with my friends, and then like later on, I passed the door again, right? And I was like, I'm just gonna stick my head in there, just see what's going on. And so I went in, and everyone kind of looked at me, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. And I left, and I could literally hear like 20 people going, "Hey, wasn't that Mike Cho?"
Hey, that's the guy who used to take my milk money.
No, I wasn't that guy in high school. I was on
that's
like
that guy who played Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I didn't do that in high school. Not when I got there. I was on student council.
Oh yeah, same here.
That time. So it was kind of funny because like I deliberately went in and deliberately went, oh my god, no, I'm not staying. This was a mistake.
Nice.
And so, no, I haven't seen anybody from high school since high school or college. Yeah, no, I remember because there was a girl from high school that came to my bar. And I had to tell her that she had to take her car seat off the bar.
Oh, so disturbing.
Nice. I was like, excuse me, ma'am, you can't put the baby on the bar. Holy shit, I went to high school with you.
Yeah. Oh, so disturbing.
So I was classy. So impressed. No, it was like lunchtime, so it wasn't like at night or anything like that.
Okay. That was
keep it classy, Colorado.
Colorado's no problem.
Colorado.
Yeah, home of Brady Quinn, the next Denver Broncos quarterback legend. Son of a bitch. Hey, don't laugh. Your Seahawks are going to give us a first-round draft pick for Brandon Marshall.
That's true. Oh, that just totally deflated me.
I hope he doesn't stab anybody while he's out there. Allegedly. Oh, no, wait a second. He did stab his girlfriend. He was just never prosecuted for it.
And watch Brandon Marshall will have like career year after he gets to Seattle.
Who's gonna throw to him?
Hasselbeck.
Hopefully not.
You know, for the longest time, I got I got Matt Hasselbeck and Jim Hasselbeck confused.
Matt and Jim. Who's Jim Hasselbeck?
He's an I think his name is Jim, but one of them's the an NFL analyst.
Oh, okay.
Is it Jim Hasselbeck?
I don't know. I don't know my NFL analyst that well.
They look the same.
Bald?
Yeah. Oh no, Tim Hasselbeck. Tim Hasselbeck.
Okay.
And it was really funny because like, yeah, they looked the same. And I was so confused because I was like, wait a second. Like, does Seattle have a bye week? And why is this guy on TV? Like, he shouldn't be doing game analysis on his bye week. Very, very confused.
Nice.
And then I thought Matt Hasselbeck was the one that had married the tool from The View, the right-wing crazy. Like,
oh, God, I hate her.
And so I was like really mad at Matt Hasselbeck. I was like, man.
No, his wife was on The View, I think.
No, that's his brother's wife.
Oh, that's right. It's his sister-in-law.
Yeah. And so I was just like, you mother, like, I was just like, I am disowning the Hasselbecks, even though they're from Boulder. I was like, what the hell? It just completely confused me.
You know what I hate about that chick on View? I mean, I could understand if you have a conservative view and whatnot, but she's so ignorant.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, like, I think true conservatives are being pushed out by, like, the teabaggers.
Mm. Yeah, by crazies, the paranoid crazies, anti-government crazies.
Sean Hannity actually said that he thinks Sarah Palin's smarter than Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. I saw that comment.
Yeah. Columbia and Harvard Law say no.
University of Hawaii also says no.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
I mean, hey, you got to be a pretty bad student to not hack it at University of Hawaii.
No, it wasn't academics. It was Asians.
Yeah, that too. She's scared by all the colored people, but, you know. Yeah. She probably couldn't hack it academically.
You know what? I've met a lot of bitter white people from Hawaii. I'm serious.
They probably thought it was supposed to be happy island people. Little did they know that the kids have beat up Howley Day.
Maybe.
Dude,
which
they,
I asked.
They're just.
I asked the Hawaiian, what day is beat up Howley Day? And he calmly replied, "Why, Garrett, it's every day."
I know, like, they seriously, like, I don't blame them. I was like, wow, what a racist experience. I actually feel bad for white people in Hawaii.
I don't.
They're probably being discriminated against really bad out there, and I'm sure it's going to be like that in California in about 5 years.
Just think there's, you know, probably a lot of those people who are in Hawaii, they go there and they expect to be treated like, you know, how other white folks are treated here in America on the mainland, which is, you know, with more privilege and respect, and then they go to Hawaii and find out, oh wait, we're the minority.
Do you think George Lopez goes out of his way to get a white guy to mow his lawn?
I have no idea.
What is that? So random.
Well, no, we were talking about, like, in California, like, white people being outnumbered. So I was just wondering if, like, if you're a rich Latino, like George Lopez, do you go, I mean, do you, like, you know, stick up for La Raza and, like, get, like, other Latinos to do your yard work? Or are you just kind of, like, you know, go out of your way to get a, you know, poor white guy to do your lawn?
Poor white guy.
If you're desperately poor and you're white, you're not going to do yard work. They rather just beg for money or collect unemployment.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, when I was unemployed and I got unemployment, I couldn't work at the bookstore because it wasn't worth it. I mean, money-wise. I mean, like, I could have gotten a part-time gig at a bookstore, but...
Yeah.
Like, unemployment was just paying me too much because of the amount of money I had earned before.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, most likely, if anybody's gonna do you know, the manual labor type of work. It's going to be illegal aliens or immigrants, you know, that are like have to feed their family or send money back to their country.
Yeah, I guess.
Most Americans are not going to like go out and, you know, pull weeds and stuff.
They should.
Oh, I know. They should, yeah, but they don't.
Oh, okay. Hey, before we wrap up, Garrett, you were going to talk about race bending.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So for those of you who have been keeping up with movie news, so there's this new Avatar movie, not the one directed by James Cameron with blue people, but the one based on the cartoon that, you know, is pretty Asian culture inspired. So anyways, there was a protest group started a while back called Race Bending, basically protesting the casting of all white people, basically whitewashing the cartoon. So this group...
Aren't there South Asians in it?
I think
like isn't like half the cast. Half the cast of
one guy from a Slumdog.
No. Like the game show contestant dude plays his uncle.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they had to get matching South Asians to be the bad guys.
Yeah.
But anyways, so there's a Facebook group that started in protest, and recently the group was banned by Facebook.
Why was
Facebook
banned?
You get the gas face. Well, probably because the movie company put pressure on Facebook. Usually the type of groups that get banned are, you know, like, you know, neo-Nazi, white supremacist Facebook groups. Right? But, you know, there's Facebook groups like called Boycott Transformers 2 and Boycott Dragon Ball. Those haven't been banned.
Okay, Boycott Transformers 2 because it's a really horrible fucking movie.
Agree.
But I think the thing with race bending is it's specifically kind of like, I don't know, a little bit of yellow menace there, my friend. I mean, I know, like, one of the security people at Facebook is a white dude. He's a ginger, so maybe he was intimidated. Yeah. No, actually, no, he wasn't. Like, I think most of the people he hangs out with in Chicago are Asian, but...
I'm sure big movie studios have a little pool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All they probably did is say, hey, Facebook, we're going to sue you. Take down that group.
Yeah.
Or we're not going to advertise on your site.
Yep. So, gays, Facebook, you get the gas. You get the gas face.
Cash rules.
You. You know who does not get the gas face? Captain America. I love Captain America.
Is there another movie coming? Get another Captain America movie.
They are making a new Captain America movie. They just cast Red Skull.
Ooh, who's gonna be Red Skull?
Hugo Weaving.
Oh. He's making a career out of being villains, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's got the right head for it.
Yeah, he does. I could. All he has to do is just dip his head in like red paint.
I know.
He does have a very skullish face.
Yeah.
I just hope that Dane Cook doesn't get to be Captain America.
What?
Or who's the guy that they have who's going to be a Green Lantern? What's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
He would have been such a good Deadpool, like a real Deadpool, not like the horrible Wolverine Deadpool.
That's the movie I want to see.
Where they stitched his mouth closed.
Yeah.
That's the movie
I want to see. There's a casting rumor that that like one of the Jonas Brothers and what? Dane Cook.
Oh my god.
Hell no.
Jim from The Office.
Okay.
Yeah. Not really happy about that. But yeah, Captain America is my favorite comic book hero of all time.
Really?
Oh, dude, I love Captain America. Captain America is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Deadpool is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America is awesome. Deadpool. I actually have a Captain America t-shirt.
Deadpool kicked Captain America's ass, dude.
No, what the hell are you talking about? Captain America could so kick Deadpool's ass.
No way.
Super Soldier Serum.
I know. That beats, like, Weapon X Project all the time because Weapon X was trying to make Super Soldier Serum and they failed.
Deadpool's only one of the greatest fighter, man.
I like Deadpool. Deadpool's, like, number two, but Captain America is still the best.
Actually, I like.
I like the Avengers in general. I like all of these.
That's nice.
Deadpool, mentally unstable, crazy man.
Yeah.
I love that comic though.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed they messed up. One of my second favorite character is Daredevil. With stupid Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck. Gosh,
Ben Affleck's so bad. It's not Affleck's fault. It's the people who directed that movie.
Yeah, that movie was so bad. They had so much potential. They ruined it.
Yeah, you can't blame Affleck for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Well,
we're going to wrap it up tonight. Captain America is awesome. Video games are awesome. Random homosexual encounters on chat roulette are not so awesome.
Or at reunion. Well,
oh yes, or at Key's high school reunion. So if you want to avoid that, avoid Key's high school reunion, chat roulette, and I don't know, is there anywhere else we should avoid for random homosexual encounter, Key?
I don't know.
Are there any rest stops you want to recommend?
I would think I want to avoid like where you live, I guess. Don't you live like next door to like Boys Town or something?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're in Boys Town, I don't think you can consider those random homosexual encounters. If you're in Boys Town, I would say that the homosexual encounters you are having are very deliberate. Okay. I mean, it is called Boys Town.
True.
I mean, it's not like you can be surprised that, oh my God, there's gay people. Like, really? What tipped you off?
Sure.
The music or the tall rainbow spires lining the streets? Seriously, it has like the biggest gay club, biggest bar, period, I've ever seen. And ever. I mean, there's a gay bar like that's a block long.
Awesome. If you're gay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note.
On that note.
So.
Right there, internet land. Stay in touch. Comment on twosticks.com. Twosticks forum.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in a couple weeks with another action-packed, less homoerotic, hopefully.
Yes.
Twosticks podcast.
Yes.
Or at least one where Key isn't so intimately involved.
Yeah, I know, man. What's and up? All the homoeroticism.
You know, every dog has its day.
I have not been had a good week. All right, guys.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I'll catch you next time.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
All right, peace. I need you. I need you. You must know.
go.